Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story, a gripping true crime podcast that takes you deep into the chilling tale of allegations against Lucy Letby, a seemingly caring and dedicated nurse who harbored a dark secret. Join us as we unravel the twisted journey of a medical professional whose actions sent shockwaves throughout the healthcare community. It's the story of a nurse who went from saving lives to becoming the harbinger of death. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story. In the cold, austere confines of the Manchester Crown Court, the sobering case of Lucy Letby, a neonatal nurse, continues to unfold. The 33-year-old professional hailing, originally from Hereford, currently in her 30th week on trial, stands accused of a most unthinkable crime: the murder of 7 innocent newborns and the attempted murder of 10 more. Yet amidst the myriad accusations, Letby has remained steadfast in her denials, most notably regarding the poignant case of a baby girl, identified as Baby I, whose life tragically ended at the tender age of a few days. On the fateful day of October 23, 2015, Baby I was handed back to her devastated parents following her death at the Countess of Chester Hospital. Within the confines of a side room at the hospital, the couple cradled their late daughter, a quiet reverence enveloping them as they bathed the lifeless form of their beloved child. This fragile peace was fractured, however, when Lucy Letby entered the room, a smile adorning her face as she reminded the mourning parents of the joyous occasion of Baby I's first bath, an occasion she had been a part of. When confronted with this scene by prosecutor Nick Johnson, Letby remained composed, arguing that her intention was not to interrupt their grieving process, but to provide a positive memory in such a heart-wrenching situation. She elaborated, stating, "We still talk to babies. We still treat babies as though they're still alive. It wasn't a joke." She emphasized that her purpose was simply to share a joyous moment from Baby I's short life to help ease the parents' pain, rejecting any suggestion of malice. Yet, the prosecution pressed on, probing into the disturbing allegations lodged against Letby. Johnson asked her pointedly, "Do you know the difference between being dead and alive?" To which she responded affirmatively, reiterating her intention of reflecting on a happy memory. However, the shadows of the accusations continued to loom as Johnson suggested that Letby had been deriving a perverse thrill from the parents' despair, a claim she unequivocally rejected, stating, "Absolutely not. I haven't injected air into any baby." Johnson moved on to the day of Baby I's funeral, a day where Letby had taken a photograph of a condolence card she had written for the mourning parents. "You killed Baby I, didn't you?" he asked, his question echoing ominously in the silent courtroom. "No," was Letby's firm response. The prosecution then highlighted inconsistencies in Letby's account of finding Baby I on the verge of a collapse and the version shared by Ashley Hudson, a junior nursing colleague. Hudson had described a chilling, relentless cry from the infant, a cry Letby claimed she had not heard. She admitted uncertainty about who had reached the infant first, but accepted the accuracy of Hudson's account. As the trial continued, Letby found herself under increased scrutiny, the defense battling against allegations of tampering with handwritten medical records and charges of lethal intent. The court heard of the arrival of Registrar Rachel Chang and consultant John Gibbs, who, despite their desperate attempts, pronounced Baby I dead at 2:30 a.m. In a case as complex as it is heartbreaking, Lucy Letby's trial draws attention not just to her individual actions, but to the broader implications of trust, responsibility, and morality within the healthcare profession. As each piece of evidence unfolds, so too does a chilling narrative, reminding us of the vulnerability of life and the haunting shadows that sometimes lurk behind the most trusted of roles. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story, a gripping true crime podcast that takes you deep into the chilling tale of allegations against Lucy Letby, a seemingly caring and dedicated nurse who harbored a dark secret. Join us as we unravel the twisted journey of a medical professional whose actions sent shockwaves throughout the healthcare community. It's the story of a nurse who went from saving lives to becoming the harbinger of death. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story.